And so they talk about wars, they talk about whether leaders lead people to war, or whether people pick leaders who are going to have the effect they want. And he comes back to think that really you can't lead a populace to do something they don't want to do. Because if you could, he would have been a total success. Right? But since he wasn't, obviously the people pick leaders who reflect what they want to be. He goes on rambling here and sees part of the problem, again, back to his basic whipping children. Revenge, he talks about revenge again on 631. He talks about the need to accept the status quo, and he talks about the need for forgetfulness. He says this in umpteen different ways. It's kind of curious some of the terminology he uses as he goes on 631 toward the bottom, about maybe 15, 18 lines up. Remember, he's kind of been struggling about right and wrong. What is right? What is wrong? He's kind of losing the feeling that this can really be so simply put like he felt before. He said, what was right? What was wrong? One distinguished doing from not doing. Now, I don't know about you all. When I read that, I immediately thought of the ants. Done, not done. I mean, that can't be an accident that he went back and chose that vocabulary. And so all this time where we're supposed to think the ants are bad, I still think we're supposed to think the ants are bad, but maybe the question is, are we so much different from the ants? And the answer is probably, at this point, no. But he restates forgetfulness, accepting status quo, and he makes what I think is an excellent point, four lines from the bottom of 631, we cannot build the future by avenging the past. And that's, of course, true in all phases of life.